Justin Crabtree sued the city, saying large potholes were a factor in the crash. Police say Crabtree and his friend were riding bikes when Andre Cook tried to pass them in his car. A witness told officers Crabtree was forced to ride toward the center of the road because of potholes in his path. The suit was rejected by a court, but an appeals court said last November the city could be liable and sent the case back to the lower court. City Attorney spokesperson Josh Cox says the deal was reached with a mediator.
At that point, the parties went to mediation with an experienced mediator and eventually agreed to the amount that was recommended by the mediator. That's a significant settlement, but as I noted earlier, he was severely injured. And in this case, Mr. Crabtree was rendered a quadriplegic and will remain that way the rest of his life.
Council also approved paying George Collins more than $82,000 after Columbus police mistakenly sold lawn equipment seized during an investigation into stolen property in 2009. Cox says police seized the equipment from Collins' business.
Inadvertently sold at auction without proper authorization, and this case is to compensate the plaintiff for the loss of that equipment.
Council also approved spending $200,000 on legal services for a pending sexual harassment lawsuit against Franklin County Environmental Court Judge Harland Hale. Court-ordered mediation resolved two other lawsuits earlier this year.